Flint Hills continues to push for a less stringent standard for removal of a spilled chemical from groundwater at the company's shuttered North Pole refinery. As KUIC's Dan Bross reports, removal of the industrial solvent sulfalane is costing the refinery a lot of money, and opinions differ on how clean groundwater really needs to be.
Historic sulfalane spills at the refinery spread to groundwater, and Flint Hills is trying to purge the chemical from the water according to a state cleanup plan. The state set the cleanup standard at 15 parts per billion while it awaits results of a 2-year federal study on health effects of drinking low concentrations of the chemical. Flint Hills has asked the commissioner of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation to consider upping the standard to 362 parts per billion, a level Flint Hills spokesman Jeff Cook says is backed by a state-sanctioned review.
They went ahead and convened that panel of experts last fall at the University of Alaska and brought them in, and they determined with consideration of being safe and putting in some parameters to take care of uncertainty that Flint Hills was on the right track. So we ask, we've been waiting for the commissioner to set an ACL, and he punted on that and decided that he was going to have more studies done.
Flint Hills has filed a request seeking an adjudicatory hearing on the cleanup standard. Cook says it costs Flint Hills significantly more money to meet the more stringent standard, but stresses that the company continues to adhere to it.
Even though we have this appeal, that doesn't mean we've stopped doing anything. We're going to continue to take care of the property owners as we always have and continue to work on our on-site cleanup.
The body of research on sulfalane is small relative to what's known about effects of other industrial contaminants. And DEC Spill Prevention and Response Director Kristen Ryan points to that uncertainty in erring on the cautious side until the study using testing on animals is completed.
Since the individuals that are going to be exposed to sulfalane in North Pole will be drinking it, perhaps their entire life if they are using their well water, we wanted to make sure we understood what those long-term effects were going to be before we decided what a safe level for consumption is.
Ryan stresses that the water quality standard Flint Hills is contesting is for groundwater cleanup on refinery property.
But there is a substantial flow of groundwater in that area, and it's shallow and deep. And so they are required under the approved on-site cleanup plan, which is done, to pull up any water that's leaving the refinery and run it through a charcoal filter, which is removing the sulfalane, and then re-inject it back into the groundwater table.
The on-site contamination is the source of pollution that spread to wells on hundreds of surrounding properties in North Pole, where about 1,500 people live. Flint Hills has been providing affected residents with drinking water alternatives, including bulk water deliveries and installation of well water filtration systems since the contamination was first discovered off-site in 2009. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.